You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Dele Alli to score and Tottenham to win was 21-10, enhanced to 3-1, and Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester to win was 8-1. It's now 10-1. Derek, Leicester have Champions League football coming up midweek, which could be a factor.
Yeah, exactly. Remember the last time we previewed Leicester away from home in a fixture like this, and it was against Chelsea, and I said everything that you've just hinted at there. They're playing in the Champions League on Wednesday or Tuesday. They don't give a monkey's ear. But they were 4 or 5-1, and I thought I can't avoid the champions at that kind of price. I know in fact, looking back now, what an idiot I was, because I'm going to avoid them here at 4-1, because they're not trying to leg in the league, and they've got a tough fixture, Copenhagen away, I think it is, in midweek. I know they've got 9 points already, but it's still not in the Champions League. They're still not definitely going through. So that's going to be uppermost in their mind. The manager's even admitted it. And when the manager admits it, that, the Champions League is the priority, it gives the players carte blanche to take the foot off the gas. And if you do that at White Hart Lane, you're going to end up getting mullered. Tottenham are 4-6. It shouldn't be a good price, but it is.
Tom, I read a stat that I couldn't believe. Spurs haven't conceded a goal from open play yet this season. They've conceded 4 times in the league, but no team has scored against them in open play. And it's testament to that back line, even though they are now without Toby Alderweireld.
Yeah, and I think the Leicester of last season, not only because they were playing better, but I think that the way that they were playing, the fluency they had, the game plan they had, I think would cause Tottenham a few problems. Particularly because Spurs at home, they do like to play that high line. They want to squeeze the play, the fullbacks get forward. And it was the kind of setup that Leicester exploited last season before anybody kind of realised what was going on. This season, there's too many players not playing well enough for Leicester. There's too many players out of form. They can't rely on their main man, Jamie Vardy. Mahrez is being rested here and there to basically, become a Champions League-only player almost. And I tell you what, we talked about Leicester's run, Leicester's results before Champions League games. But they haven't had some tough games. A bit like Anfield, Old Trafford, Chelsea and Tottenham. I mean, you're getting 4 of the toughest matches you're going to get in the Premier League before the Champions League. So it's no surprise that Ranieri's going to make the changes. I can't see anything other, of course, than a Tottenham victory. I'm just looking down that Leicester side, and I'm looking down the goalscorer markets, and there's just not enough of them playing at the top of the game where I'm thinking, I can bat them. I can bat them to score. I could see them maybe doing something against Tottenham, because all of a sudden now, again, Tottenham, I know they're unbeaten. The defensive record is good. But the fact of the matter is they've dropped points in the last 2 matches. However much you might reflect on the 90 minutes and say, all right, they'd have taken a point in the end at Bournemouth, the fact of the matter is they've been at Bournemouth and West Brom and have come away with 2 points when they should have probably looked for all 6 and had all 6, and they'd have had some breathing space at the top of the Premier League. So while you might think they're unbeaten, I think there's pressure on Tottenham to make sure they get this result. But I can't see it being huge, but I can see Leicester finding the back of the net, because they have quite often this season. So I would go for a Tottenham victory and both teams to score here, which isn't often. It's not often I would look at Tottenham conceding a goal, but there's something about Leicester. Even though I'm saying the players aren't in form, they always seem to pop up. Somebody pops up with something, don't they?
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.